This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For this year, Tav Shin Pei Hei, we started a new series called Pesachinu Megadim, where we connect the beginning and the end of the parasha. We show the correlation between the Tchila and the Seif of the parasha. We began the series, we explained the basis of the approach, and many sources that substantiate that the beginning and the end of an Inyan and Torah need to be connected. Let's add one additional thought for Parashas Bereishis. The Chida brings in the Nachal Kidumim on the word Bereishis. Bereishis also is Oisiois, the very foundation of the Torah. Namely, the Navi tells us, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla, that Hashem created the world in the merit of Klal Yisrael, who are called She'eris, the remnant, the humble ones. The Medrash Tanchuma teaches, says the Chida, that Hashem selected Klal Yisrael only in the merit of their midah of humility. This is a midah which is prevalent only among the Jewish people. So our entire spiritual foundation is humility. Without humility, we wouldn't have Torah, we wouldn't have mitzvahs. The whole world is in the merit of our humility. Therefore, the first word in the Torah, says the Chida, is Bereishis, Oisiois, Bishe'eris, Bishe'eris. Because of the humble ones. The Chida cites Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel Amud Beis that Beis Hillel was Zoicha, that the Halacha is in accordance with them because they are patient and tolerant. Says the Chida, the first word of the Torah cries out, if you want to understand Torah, if you want to be mechavein la'amita shel Torah, that the Torah should be established like you, you need to act with humility. That's the beginning of the parasha, the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis b'she'eris. Comes the Chida at the end of the parasha. V'noyach matzachin b'enei Hashem. You know, it's interesting. Why did Hashem save Noyach more than anybody else? Well, certainly, even though the generation of the flood were rampant in Zenos, not Noyach, it's Eile Toldois Noyach, Shem Cham and Yafes, only Shem Cham and Yafes. But Noyach was careful in matters of Arayas. The generation of the flood were rampant in Geneva, but not Noyach. Noyach was Ish Tzadik. But none of these were not the real reasons why God saved him. You know why God saved him? It's because Tamim Haya B'dayroisav. It's because he was humble. He was an anav. He was a shval ruach. That's why he was zoicha to eshol ekim esalech noyach. So if you want to know bottom line, why was noyach saved? Says the Chida, it's the last pasuk of Bereishis. The noyach matza chein be'enei Hashem. The gematria of matzah is anava. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem because of his humility. So it's really amazing. The Chida in the Sefer Pnei David says, Bereishis is oisiois b'she'eris. He's quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the great Rishonim. In the Sefer, that's what the Chida writes in the Sefer Nachal Kidumim, that the world was created b'she'eris, b'she'eris, in the merit of humility. And in the Sefer Pnei David, the Chida brings down that the reason why Noach was saved was v'noach matzah chein, matzah's gematria anava. So the beginning and the end of the parsha are complementary of each other, fit together perfectly. Bereishis b'she'eris, v'noach matzah chein, matzah b'gematria anava. So the foundation of the Torah and the reason why Noach was saved was because of the midah of humility. That is in addition to this week's Pesachinu Megadim. Wishing everyone agityar, agazintayar, amazaltakiyar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.